Now, I forgot to hit record, but that's all right. We're still in the room. Come on in the room. Welcome back. Welcome to Talks with Ty, the podcast. And it's me, your girl, Ty. You are tuned into another episode of Talks with Ty Tuesday. Okay? And it feels good to be here. Today is January the 16th, 2024. Right? And it's Tuesday. We are in our, second or third Tuesday in January. I don't know how, I don't have a calendar in front of me. But anyway, we're trucking on. Okay, you blessed because everybody ain't make it. And you did. That's why you watching me. So shout out to you. Okay, shout out to you for tuning in. So look, another episode of Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Y'all already know what time it is. Okay. I'm trying to think of how I want to start the show off tonight. But I think we're going to go ahead. Because there's something that I want to talk about with it being the beginning of the year. Okay. We're going to get into some meat and potatoes tonight. Let me see what I want to put up here. You already know what time it is. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get the show started, man. Let's go ahead and get the show started. Go ahead and get the show. Can y'all hear that music? I hope that music is not getting into my stream. I don't know if my neighbor has turned into a DJ. First of all, let's clap it up for him, okay? Let's clap it up for him. Because he been jamming all day. All right, we're going to clap it up for him. I mean, I tell you, I've been in the groove, baby. I've been in the groove all day. Okay? Old school R&B all the way up to new school hip hop. He been jamming. I think he's trying to become a DJ, or they didn't hire the DJ to come over there today. But ain't nobody over there. It's snow outside. I guess they just having a party in the house. But I pray that this licensed music is not getting into my live stream. I'm going to be upset. But you know what? Man, let me go ahead. Because... can y'all hear it? I hope y'all can't hear it. Anyway, you know what time it is. Get an intro. Ah! I hope that, this is getting, I don't know, I'm looking at my recording and I don't see it moving unless I talk. So hopefully it's recording the show properly for the audio. But let's go ahead and get into the episode. Let's start off with Ty's Jewel of the Day. It's time for Ty's Jewel of the Day. Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Let's go ahead and get into it. Ty's Jewel of the Day. You have welcomed new thoughts and beliefs. You are creating improvements. You acknowledge that you cannot have a new life practicing old habits and are making changes. Keep working on being better and building better. You are doing a great job committing to your well-being. Continue mastering mindsets, leveling up to your desired life and expecting big, beautiful, and overflowing blessings. They're on the way. No matter what, keep growing through. Love, Ty. So that is the jewel of the day for today, which brings us directly into our subject matter for the show tonight, which is something that I kind of like to talk about every year. When I start off my year, we're still in the month of January, so this is still beginnings. If you haven't gotten into doing something that you said you were going to do, it's never too late, but it's definitely not too late. We are still in quarter one. Let's get it cracking, okay? Who is this calling me? 967. They're going to have to wait. I'm live. Anyway. Let's get into tonight's subject. Let me go ahead and pull up the banner. Let's talk mindset and manifestation. Let's talk about that real quick. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because it's something that I've been working on. And y'all know me, I'm a realist. I keep it real. I keep it 100. We talk, we discuss things. And so, I want to talk about how important this is and how this determines the outcome that we get. And in talking about this, I'm going to share some things about myself and how important mindset is for me for manifesting things in my life, for manifesting things in my life. What did I say? Manifesting? Lord. For manifesting things in my life. mindset is vital. It determines who you are, and ultimately it determines your outcome. I was watching some mental stuff. Like, I follow a lot of inspirational, motivational stuff on YouTube, right? And so I came across this quote. This gentleman, he was speaking, and he was talking about like how your mind is the strongest muscle, which is true, how your brain is the strongest muscle in your body, and how it's mind over everything. And a lot of people say that it's very cliche, like having complete dominion over what you think determines your life, right? And this is a very cliche conversation. It's just from a different perspective. A lot of people talk about this, how important mindset is, why it's important to change your mindset, but this is really a thing. Okay, because one thing I noticed for me, when my mindset started to change, so did my life. When I realized that everything that happens, happens for me and not to me, and that's how I process it, I started seeing things differently. I started processing things differently, and I started reacting to things differently because I chose to change my mindset. This particular person was saying every man or woman is where he or she is by the thought of his or her being. If you think it, it will happen. If you think that you're sick, if you continuously tell yourself that you're sick, you're going to start to feel sick. If you continuously tell yourself you could keep going, I can make it, I can do this, I can make it, I can do this, you're going to make it, you're going to do it. It's all about what you feed to yourself mentally. I'm going to say that one more time. Every man or woman is where he or she is by the thought of his or her being. I think that along with that, one thing that people forget to say, yes, you have to have the mindset, but you got to have the work ethic. You got to be able to do the work. I was last year, this time I was struggling with my podcast because I wasn't getting views. People weren't tuning in. It just wasn't doing what I felt like it should be doing. And being in this area of entertainment, because this podcasting is ultimately entertainment, right? So being in this field of entertainment, you look at I found myself looking at what other people were doing, how they get all them views, how they get all these people coming to see them. Like, why am I not taking off? Why is it not happening? I mean, and this is people with way worse video content, like way worse set work, not investing into their platforms, like people sending them money, like all this. And I'm just like, dang, I'm talking about things of substance. I know that I'm making sense because it's coming from up above. And it's not taking off. But what I realize is that my mind tells me to get up here every day. So I can't remain consistent, right? I've already taken on that mindset for the year of 2024. And I'm going to have my show. I'm going to do my show, whether it's zero people watching, one or 1 million. I'm going to plant the seed that needs to be planted so that it can reap a harvest in somebody the way that it did with me. But it's all in the mindset. So I can think, oh, this is going to happen for me. I could tell myself, keep going, keep going, keep going. But in telling myself, keep going, the difference between me and 2023 and 2024 is the work ethic, the consistency, the change. And you have to, you can have the mindset, but if you don't have the work ethic to go along with it, faith without work is dead. I'm telling you, you got to be able to have the work ethic. You have to do the work because the work is a part of the journey. You think you are, you are. I know that what I have is a multi-billion dollar streaming platform. There isn't a doubt in my mind that is what Talks With Ty the podcast is. People are going to watch it. People are going to enjoy it. It's going to be helpful. The streams, the numbers are going to change. The platform is going to grow. Guests are going to come on. I understand that with this success, because it's coming, I have to continue to be consistent. I have to continue to get up here and plant seeds, no matter if I want to or not, because I understand that my journey isn't just about me. I understand that my journey is just that, a journey. And in order for me to be able to encourage, in order for me to be able to inspire, I too have to go through it. I can't tell you to do something that I ain't done. I can't tell you to do something that I ain't done. I can't help you through a situation if I ain't never been through it. Hence why I only talk about things that I go through. I'm not sitting up here talking about no stars, all that. I ain't got time for that. Them people already wherever God said they need to be. I'm concerned about my own journey. And I think that oftentimes when we start things, we forget that we have to go through the journey. We forget that we have to do the work. And yes, the work may not always be comfortable. Okay? But great reward comes with great. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Stop. Let me tell you something, because I have been going through this lately. And so I feel the need to share it because I feel like somebody out here needs to hear it. Stop looking at other people's journey and comparing it to you. I just talked about this last night. There was a young lady that just got caught up in a sexual assault scandal at her school. She's an educator, but she does so well with her cheerleading stuff. Right? And so I was like, dang, how she take off? Why can't I be like that? This, then, the third. Whole time, look, you don't know what nobody else's journey consists of. Watch your mouth. Watch your heart. Maintain your integrity and your character and keep working. Keep your mindset strong. Stay focused and keep working. I wonder why I ain't lose no weight. Because somewhere throughout the year, y'all, I stopped working. I stopped doing the work. I start back eating the way I want to eat because I'm a foodie and I like to eat. But I know based on my body type, I have to work out. In order for me to eat like I want to eat, it has to be a balance. So just as much as I'm eating what I want to eat, I got to be in that gym, baby. Okay. And so I fluctuate, you know what I'm saying? But I understand that the work comes with it. When we know better, we got to do better. I wanted to talk about the power of your mindset, but along with the mindset, the work has to be done. You can't lay and say, I'm going to be a millionaire. And you don't get up off your
ass and do no work. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. You're just going to be thinking you're going to be a millionaire.
Okay, if you ain't done nothing to become the millionaire that you want to be, it's not going to happen.
Get your ass up.
Get up. Get up, do the work. You got to do the work. And I think that in these type of journeys, right, especially with like YouTubing and all this type of stuff, I can only speak about myself. I don't know what your journey is, right? But when I first started this YouTube channel, or when I first said I was going to be consistent, I didn't know if I would have the time to do it, because keep in mind, I still do hair. Okay. So I still have my hair company, Touched by Ty Hair Co., which is an active LLC. So we are still operating. I'm still selling wigs. I still sell units. I still do all of that. Right. I have that. Now through coaching, right, God has put on my heart to birth, to impregnate me with this printing business. But I know something about this printing business is not so much about me, even though I enjoy doing it, because I ask God to bless me with only things that don't feel like work. See, I'm careful about what I ask for, and I'm careful about what I take on, because I don't want to do anything that feels like work to me. I want to do things that I enjoy, and I want to do those things and be able to make money from them and be very prosperous in those areas, so it never feels like work. And I want to be able to enjoy what I'm doing, and I want to be able to help people while doing it, because I understand this service is a part of my purpose. So hair business, coaching, giving back to the youth, pouring into the lives of those beautiful young ladies that I absolutely love. And also with that came this printing business. Can y'all see me? I feel like I'm lagging. Hopefully I'm not lagging too bad. Hold on. I feel like I'm lagging. Can y'all see me? Put some ones in the chat. I don't know. Am I lagging? I feel like I'm lagging. Oh, I think we back in the money. I think we good. Okay. Where was I at? started coaching, okay? And now the printing business, okay, one's in the chat so y'all can hear me. Thank you, Jai. The printing business and, you know, my spirit just wouldn't take this Talks with Tata podcast thing up off of me. Like, whatever I'm doing, I got to be doing this. That's how I know that this journey, this particular journey, this behind me, Talks with Tata, this is bigger than me. This particular thing is bigger than me. So I know it's going to prosper. But in that this year, my spirit told me, do the work. I can't get you to where you need to be if you're not going to do the work. You have to do the work. You have to be consistent. So before I even came into this year, I understood that this year was going to look different in a lot of ways. I don't really know how, because I can't foresee the future, but I know that everything that's going to happen is going to happen for me. And it's going to be for my greater good, because that's how I think. Understanding that you are where you are by the thought of your being. And then with the thought comes a level of work that must be done. You don't get to think it and not do it. I can sit up here all day and say, I'm going to be a size 2. 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 Not that I ever want to be a size 2, because I don't. Okay. But I'm going to be a size 2. I'm going to be a size 2. I don't eat right and never go to the gym. Girl, you, that's insane. You got to do the work. Like, you have to do something different to get something different. You keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. We all know what that is, right? Insanity. Like, you tripping. It's not going to happen. So there's a level of work that comes with it. I think the reason why it's so hard to do the work is because work comes with discipline. And being disciplined is hard.
It's hard as fuck, man. Don't nobody want to do it.
But that's not how the work works, right? The work can work that way, but what will be the result? So when you're doing the work, right, you got to change the mindset. You got to do the work, but the work requires discipline. Discipline requires you to do things that you don't want to do, but that you know that you need to do, even though you don't want to do it. And most people, including myself, okay, does not
want to do that shit all the time.
But see, the consistency that comes with discipline will allow you to develop healthier or the habits that are needed necessary to do the work. That's why all these things matter. That's why when you hear motivational speakers speak, they talk about mindset. Change your mindset. Fix your mindset. Okay? Fix your mindset. You and the mind are one, which is true. You are. You are what you think. Okay? And then with the mindset, you got to do the work. Like I'm sitting up here saying, because you do. This is facts. You can lay around all day and have the mindset of being a multi-billionaire, but if you've done nothing to become a billionaire, it's not going to happen. Let me tell you something. God is in the business of blessing people out. But you got to be realistic. Do the work. Get up. Start moving around. The blessing might hit you in the head. Hell, you might have to do a little bit more work. Some people get it faster than others. Some people get it easier than others. But I'm going to tell you something. One thing I've learned this year is I have stopped looking at how people get it, because I don't know. That girl might be doing the same thing that I'm doing. That girl might be doing the same thing that I'm doing. The difference between me and her is I have 4 streams of income and I'm pouring back into my business.
And she's sucking dick and getting fucked in the ass.
I take my journey all day for the 500. Okay? I'll take my journey all day.
And she ain't fucking and getting hurt by things that she wants to. She doing what she got to do to get what she wants to get.
And there's no difference between me and her. I'm getting it out the mud just like she is. We're just doing it 2 different ways. You better watch what you compare yourself to, because you don't know what nobody else is doing. Why my journey ain't taking off, but theirs are. The people going viral here and there. Why can't I go viral here and there? Well, look how they living. I'll take my living for the 250, please. See, you never know. And see, that's why this journey thing, it belongs to you. Your journey belongs to you. And the truth of the matter is, whatever God has for us is for us. It's up to us how soon we get it. If we choose the work. And in choosing the work, if we choose to be disciplined, and in choosing discipline, if we choose to be consistent, will we yield the result that we are, will we yield the result that we are looking for? And you need to do all those things to be successful. You can't do one and two and not the three and four. It don't work like that. But see, in doing all those things, because that's the journey, it's not. It is. Money makes life easier. I'd be sitting here lying and saying my life wouldn't be easier if I had all the money that I needed. Right? It would be. This is a fact. But I've learned to enjoy my journey. I've learned to enjoy this, the growth, the learning, right? Learning how to set up a set. I ain't have to hire nobody to do it for me. I taught myself this. Lighting, production, editing. And as crazy as it sounds, it's a part of my journey. But if I'm smart and consistent and obedient, baby, it'll make me some money. Because, and not just about the money, but I could teach somebody else how to do what I'm doing. I ain't paying nobody to control this. I do this myself. Like, this is all me. Like, I do these things on my own. The streaming, the learning how to do this, the learning how to do that, the understanding the game, how the algorithms work, the coming up from nothing. A lot of people buy their followers. They buy their subscribers. They buy their monetization, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But getting it out the mud is a little bit different. I got it out the mud with my first page, my Touch by Ty Herico page. It is now 3 years old. I got that page out the mud, and so many times I was ready to just say,
fuck it.
I'm going to buy me some subscribers so that I can hurry up and get monetized. But you can buy the subscribers, but you can't buy the likes, and you really can't buy the following. You got to do the work to get that. So now that the page is up and running and there's fluidity, and I also stream this show on that page, we making some money. We making some money. And so now it's like, this is, I want to do it with this page. The goal this year. And y'all, YouTube take time. Let me tell you something. If you're thinking about doing YouTube, do it. By all means, do it. I wouldn't tell nobody not to, because it is a great source of income residually if you're continuing, but you have to build it. You cannot buy YouTube. You can't. You can't buy TikTok. You have to have people in order for you to consistently get that residual income to keep that check coming in nice. People have to be tuned in. So yeah, you can buy it to qualify for the program, right? But in order to keep yourself going, you have to have a level of people that are embedded, that are tapped into you, that have bought into your brand, that want to see you win, that want to see you succeed, that tune in and hear what the hell you got to say. They like you. You got to become a part of people's lives. So if you think you finna go out here and get the subscribers, you could do that, but what's your life like? It's got to be relatable. You have to find an audience to tap into. The work has to be done at some point. You can't dodge the work. Not doing this. And then once you stop doing the work, or if you feel like you want to take a break, your subscribers, your people, your fans going to be on you, because now you've become a part of them. You've planted the seed. They are part of your harvest. So understanding that if this is something that you're trying to get into, you really have to be ready to do it. And then you got to be ready and you got to be careful about what you put out. You got to really be true to yourself in this. I remember when I first started this, this particular YouTube, and some people that were around me were telling me, you need to get up there with your hair done. You do makeup, you do lashes, you do hair. You need to get up there more presentable. And I've talked about this before, and I totally understood where these young ladies was coming from, because aesthetic is everything, right? You need to be fly. You need to put some clothes on and do this and do that. This is true. A lot of people may say that, but guess what? That's not who I am. That's not the authentic me. And when you start doing something on a platform as demanding as this, you best be able to keep up with it, because people buy into you. So it has to be real. It has to be authentic. This is who I am. This is what I look like most of the time. You see me out. I was out this weekend. I had my face beat, my clothes on. Girl was fly, you know, labeled up, all that good stuff. Yeah, because that's how I am when I go out. But hell, when I'm streaming, this is how I look. This is who you best. Did you don't like this, then this ain't for you. Scroll to the left. There are a whole lot of beautiful women that get dressed up and dolled up and sit down and talk about absolutely nothing. If that's your thing, that's where you belong. You got to be true to yourself. And it's, you can't lose your character, because it's easy. It's easy to look at what everybody else doing. It's easy to see what everybody else doing, because they popping, it's getting popular. Like, it's just like when the BBLs first came out. And understand, this is no shot to anybody that got a BBL. Do your thing, baby. But they going out of style. Ain't getting them like they used to no more. When BBLs first came out, everybody wanted a BBL. Hell, even I want one. Shit, I still need a little nip and tuck. You could suck me in the front and the back. I'd be somebody's little... Any cosmetic people looking for somebody, give me a 360. I'd take it on the wind. But... I don't want no BBL and all that. I got enough booty and all that stuff. But I get a good 360 bite. Yes, I will. And you can take some of these boobies too. Okay? But that's what we in the gym for every day. Anyway. Everybody was... The BBL was like crazy. Everybody's getting the BBL. Well, not so many girls are getting the BBL. Not so many people getting the BBL. The girls that was on the run, you look good, sissies. Oh, y'all angels, y'all look so good. Body still intact, but everybody ain't getting the BBL. A lot more people starting to get this gastric bypass. That's one thing that I've noticed. Like, no more BBLs, not so much. A lot of people are going with the gastric bypass and just working the weight off the other way. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but I do. It's a trend. You hop off, you hop off. You hop on, you hop off, right? Don't be so trendy. Just be you. Just remain true to yourself. And in that, yes, do the things that need to be done. Do the work. Stay consistent. Be in the discipline, obedience, right? But be true. Understand that your journey is just not about you. There's some that come and go. I don't want to be one of them. You know, I like my journey. And I appreciate everything that's happening for me. I look at my business, my printing business, Divine Prints by KT. Follow us on TikTok. We're on Instagram, Divine Prints with a Z, KT. Okay, you can find us on all social media platforms, Divine Prints with a Z, KT. And I see so many creators, so many crafters, right? Because now I'm falling in love with crafting. Like, y'all, I really am addicted to crafting. It's like really bad, okay? And so, but crafting plays into all of this. Building sets, creating content. Like, I love to do it, right? So I found myself yesterday looking at everything that everyone else was doing, but I noticed something different. Right? Because I started changing my mindset. I started doing a lot of work on me. And instead of me saying, damn, I want to be like that. How do you get that? Da, da, da. It was more, ooh, I felt inspired. Like, I started jotting down notes. Like, I like that. Okay, how can I do that for me? Okay, I want to do, okay, I'm going to take that. I'm going to do that. We're going to make it like this. It's a difference. Don't copy nobody. I was so careful when I started this YouTube thing. When I first started it, I was looking at a bunch of YouTubers and I was seeing what they were doing, what their set was like, you know, what they had going on. Like, what about this person makes me want to watch them, right? And so I learned a lot from two people in particular. I talked about one at the beginning of the show. You couldn't hear me. T.S. Madison, right? She is a socialite. She's a lot of things. But I've been watching her for a very long time, like since when she was on the other side of things. Okay. Like, T.S. is my girl. I absolutely love her. But she's a YouTuber. She does other things. She's a multimillionaire. She's definitely in the space. If you don't know who she is, look her up. Okay. But I started watching her heavy. And I just watched how her show elevated. Every year she changed, it elevated. I mean, she was coming to us from in her car. She was coming to us from in her house. She was coming to us from a green screen. She was coming to us from wherever, but she always remained herself. She was still entertaining to watch, but now she comes to us from a set. You know, she has a production crew, so she has a producer that helps her with the show, and it's still just as interesting as it always is, and she does it with her friends sometimes. I absolutely love the show. And another YouTuber that I love to watch is Armand Wiggins, and I kind of have just watched their journey, like watching his set grow, watching it change, understanding how important it is to invest. Now, he doesn't have all the things that she has. He does his show itself, and learning from that, figuring out how I could take those things that I've seen him do and progress in and use that for myself to still build my own platform to make it genuine to me. It's okay to be inspired. When your mindset changes, you ain't going to want to copy nobody. You're going to want to be inspired and do you. You're going to want to leave your own mark. That comes with growth. That comes with the change in the way that you think, the way that you process things. That comes with understanding the level of work that you put into building a brand. You respect it differently when you do the work, when you're not paying somebody to go copy everything. And it's a different journey, y'all. And it's hard. It's hard doing all this every day to switch out the swap. It's hard. But I ain't gonna stop because it's something that I love doing and it's something I want to do. And like I said, I know for sure, mark my words, that this is a multi-billion dollar brand. You keep your millions, baby. We coming up. We coming up. If Diddy could do it, why can't I? If Kanye West could do it, why can't I? If Kim Kardashian could do it, why the hell can't I?
Deadass.
Investing in all these other things, invest in yourself. Ain't nobody gonna give you nothing. Invest in yourself. People ask me all the time, Ty, how you do this? How you do that? How you get that? I bought it. Ain't nobody give it to me. I bought it. You gotta buy it. You could go out here and take it from somebody, but then you ain't gonna know what the hell to do with it when you get it home because you ain't did the journeying. You ain't did the work. You don't know what to do. You still gonna have to phone a friend to even get it up and running because it ain't yours. So don't go taking nothing from nobody. Be encouraged. Do the work. Stay vigilant. That's how you manifest. You think, you do, and you watch. You think, you do, and you watch. And as you do, when you look up, when you look back, it starts happening. That's what the manifestation is, the journey, the work. Manifestation is the work. The work begins with the thought. It's 2024. You could do whatever it is that you want to do. When I was active duty, I had people around me tell me, you're not going to be able to bartend and do a hair business. I did it. Respectfully, for years. Now I'm making a money off of a brand that I did 4 years ago. I'm getting a residual check from work that I did 4 years ago that's still helping people today. Work. And I'm going to do the same thing with this brand. And I'm going to do the same thing with Divine Prince. The work. Ain't nobody coming to save me. Ain't nobody coming to save me. I'm 39 years old. Those fertile days are over. Baby, it's time for me to put that work in. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Business-wise. I don't want to work for nobody else. I work for DCPS right now. I'm going to coach, but I don't think I'm going to be working there too long. I don't want to make that no career. This is my career. Me getting up, doing what I need to do for myself. And on top of that, being retired. On top of that, being retired. Man, listen. Man, play with somebody else. All of that on top of me being retired. That YouTube check started coming in, baby. I got approved. Play with somebody else. I don't plan on working. I don't plan on working too much longer. A couple more years doing whatever the good Lord tell me to do. As long as God will keep me there, I'll be there. But this is it for me, baby. This is it. If I could do it one time, I only need to do it one time. And you talking about this work I did with 3-4 years ago. That's making me money today because I chose to do it the right way, y'all. I remember saying, I'm going to buy these subscribers and I'm going to buy these likes because the work, the journey, the time, it wasn't happening. Baby. And it ain't much, but it's more than what I was getting before. It ain't much yet. It ain't much yet, baby, but it's going to be. Cha-ching! Yep. You watch and see. I believe it. I only need to see one. Baby, when I drop that first 10 pounds, baby, you ain't gonna be able to tell nothing. It's like dropping that first 10 pounds, I'm telling you. It's exhausting. You be tired, but baby, when you get on that scale and that thing say minus 10, you be like, you don't know how to act, baby. That first 10 pounds come down, baby. And then it just get the going. And then you be like, ah, you sell the world, baby. Man, tighten up. Let me wait till I drop that first 10. You wait. You ain't going to be, honey, I'm going to think I'm be on saw. Beyonce. 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 Shakira. Baby, when these arms get... When these arms get half the size and this booty come on that way, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing. What? Listen, you can't tell me I ain't no YouTuber. I'm getting a check. What? What? Send me my plaque. Come on, it's coming, and I know it's coming. Everybody head over to YouTube. If you're watching this, whatever streaming platform you're watching this on, go hit that subscribe button. Go like and share. We finna run it up in 2024. I'm finna get talks with Top Monetized. We finna hit our goal in 6 months. I ain't finna have to wait a year. I'm speaking it into existence, and I'm gonna do the work to match it. You got to be like that. I think about... When I was in my career, how hard I went for the Navy. I woke up. I made sure my kids had childcare. I did this. I did that. Like, I went so hard for the Navy. Then when it comes to us owning businesses and us doing things for ourselves, for our well-being, we lose it somewhere. Oh, no. I'm going just as hard. For all the days the good Lord has left in me, I'm going hard. I'm going hard. You got to think. Work I did 4 years ago, my kids will eat for the rest of their life. Off of work I did 4 years ago. When I'm gone, my kids will eat off of that for the rest of their life. And in the process, it's something, it's a seed that is helping. My purpose is service. I understand that now. And I don't even think I understood why God had me doing it then. I just was good at it, and I felt like it was something to do, and I said I wanted to start a YouTube, and put that in me, but now look. So it's going to be the same thing with this. Everything I put my hands to going to prosper. Everything. If you blessed enough for me to be with your son, he going to prosper too. Because what he connected to. everything I touch gonna turn to gold. I believe it. I feel like that about myself. And this is what I'm gonna always bring to this show because it's me. I'm gonna always sip me some wine because I like wine. I'm always talk about how good God is because he's good. And if you piss me off or a situation makes me mad, guess what?
I'm going to curse your ass out.
I'm going to be Ty on Talks with Ty. I'm not here to be like you, you or them. And if you're watching this and you're inspired, good, be inspired. That's all you could ever be because you could never be me. I can never be the people that inspired me. I can only be myself. In this lane, yeah, why not? Listen, I am in my manifestation season. And even though it's small, I am learning because my mindset has changed. I'm going to celebrate every win because there was a time when I would cry about every loss. Every win, big or small. A 36-cent check or a $30,000 check. I'm grateful. And I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep growing through. And I know that everything that happens is going to continue to happen for my greater good. Because God has blessed me and I'm in a space and in a place where I see things that I never thought I would see, I see. Another part of this mindset and manifestation that we're talking about, because I don't want to get too far off track, understanding how powerful your thoughts are and the level of work that you have to do, understanding that your journey takes work and manifestation, which is your end result of the work, your obedience, right? It's vital. It's important to your journey, right? Understanding all things. I think that you have to understand your circle. Understanding how important it is, the company that you keep. You got to watch that. And it's so easy to get caught up in the this, the that, right? Especially when the money come in. Especially when you get lit or you in your lit season and everything start happening for you, right? Understanding the company that you keep. Tapping, and this is where your character comes in. This is where your integrity comes in. This is where you being tapped into your source comes in. This is where your vibrations are important, how you're feeling, paying attention to your spirit, doing the work on yourself. This is where that level of work comes in. So never forget to work on you so that you're able to be in tune with your source. You're able to be in tune with your spirit. God is able to guide you because you're going to need it because people are going to start coming out the world. But see, when the work need to be done, you don't see them. But when you get lit, oh, baby, I'm not accessible at this level. When the manifestation happened and everything else start coming in, I'm definitely not going to be accessible at that level. I'm not accessible here. I'm not accessible here. You might see me out once every 4 or 5 months. You know, I'm not accessible. Character. Integrity. Responsibility. What you think. I understand at this level. You got to watch that. Your circle. What else did I want to say? Watch how you build. Right. Watch what you're if and this is just in reference to YouTube. Right. So if you're thinking about doing this, getting into this, watch how you build, because however you build is how you must finish. It's how you must continue. You gain that audience. Watch it. Don't start off eating a bunch of food and then you go to the doctor. You get all this heart congestion and all this. And this is nothing to the people that like to eat the food and the mukbangs and all that. Ain't nothing. This is fine. But I'm just saying, that's what people like, so that's what people go watch. When you decide that you want to do something different, you might lose some people. They might stop watching you. Watch it. Make sure you're true to yourself. It's not just about the right. It's about the journey. It's about how you affect. Your journey is not just about you. That's what I tell people. I talked about not losing who you are. And last but not least, and I'm going to close out this. Don't forget to reset. Don't forget to reset. Don't forget to reset. Because this could be a lot. Right? Life is a lot. I talked about everything that I do that y'all see. I ain't talked about nothing that y'all don't see. I'm still a mama. I still got bills I got to pay. I'm still a daughter. I'm still a grandmother of parents who are not ill. I still have those responsibilities. I have a son that's leaving, going on deployment today. I am not all right. Blessed, but I'm not all right. God is good, though. I got a son that's away whom I miss every day, whom my heart yearns for. See, it's only what you see. So to be able to come up here and give, I got to be all right. But I understand that I can't stop, that there's a level of consistency that comes if we want to win. Angels, we are going to win. We're winning. I'm tapping into my winning season. Listen, I ain't finna hold y'all up for too long. All right. And I ain't even going to call this a jewel of the day because we already did Ty's jewel of the day. But I will tell you this. The farmer doesn't plant the seed today and get the harvest tomorrow. Growth takes time. You have to be nurtured. You have to be watered. There's a level of work that has to happen within you. Right? Plant that seed and you take care of it. You watch over it. You keep it. You do the work that needs to be done so that you reap a harvest. No matter what, keep going through. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all follow me on all social media outlets. Okay, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Talks with Ty on YouTube. Make sure you like, share, comment. Let me know how you felt about this show. It's another episode of Talks with Ty Tuesday. Okay, make sure you head on over to Instagram and follow us on Instagram at Talks with Ty _. Don't forget to hit that follow button. And if you want to bless us over here at Talks with Ty, go ahead and send us a little dollar or two. $, my first and last name. And yes, I use my first and last name because it's my first and last name. Okay? Thank you. Don't ask me why. I just know that I do. And we are officially on TikTok, y'all. We rolling over on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast. Make sure y'all head on over there and hit the follow button too so that we can go live from TikTok. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another edition of Talks with Ty Tuesdays. It's your girl, Ty. It has indeed been nothing but a blessing and a pleasure to be here. I will see you guys tomorrow for Wisdom Wednesdays. Talks with Ty, the podcast out. I love y'all. Thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate you. Bye.